This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za. Get up and go breakfast.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of Breakfast. If you've just tuned on your radio under 729 AM, and maybe you're listening on Radio Deesa, and now we're heading into this brand new year, and you're saying, hey, I'm going to make sure I get everything right in terms of health and wellness, and it's going to start with what I eat, and I'm going to be following the keto diet. And then someone says to keto, you mustn't do that. You need to give, you need to be doing just the carnivore diet. And you're like, oh, I couldn't just eat meat. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. I had my heart set on this, and it made sense for me and my friend at work. You know, she lost so much weight. Joining me this morning is Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. We flip and flop all over the place, Wendy, when it comes to diets, because we've got to find that one that works. One of them surely must work for me.
Absolutely, Brad. Good morning. I think there are, and there's just so many to choose from, and it's so confusing because you don't know. As you said, you know, your friend at work does it, or your husband does it, and they seem to have success. But there's a lot of confusion about what we should be eating, what types of diets there are available. I just think there are so many. I think if we can unpack a few, we can maybe make a better decision for ourselves.
I think that's a brilliant idea, because we've heard of most of these. We've got a list that we're going to be working through over the next few weeks. And I've heard of many of these, but not all of them. And I thought I kind of was clued up. But that's why we've got Dr. Wendy to help us through this. Let's start at one that I quite like, because you say the Mediterranean diet. And I'll say, well, certainly pass some olives over this way. And can I pour you a nice little Cabernet Sauvignon at lunchtime? No doubt. The Mediterranean diet sounds wonderful. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so it's probably one of the most balanced diets that you can eat. It's probably one of the most sustainable as well. It's certainly something that you can do long term, and it's a diet that's rich in a variety of things. So it's rich in polyphenols. It focuses on whole foods. You include healthy fats. You eat vegetables, legumes, fish. And your carbohydrate intake is moderate. Now, the original Mediterranean diet had a lot more carbohydrates. The modified Mediterranean diet slows down on the carbohydrates a little bit and focuses more on all the other healthy foods in that, you know, in the spectrum.
Yeah. One of the words that pop out here that you use regularly is whole foods. And I know we're going to tackle that in greater detail. I just want to get my head around this carbohydrate comment that you made with the sort of a revised version of this. What is the reason for revising it and saying this is great, but just a less with the carbs?
Well, I think we definitely know that carbohydrates are going to be have the biggest impact on your blood sugar and on your ability to lose weight. So carbohydrates are necessary, but we want the right types of carbohydrates. Yeah. So complex carbohydrates are fine. Complex carbohydrates are the ones that take a long time to break down in your body, and they don't spike your blood sugar as quickly. The refined carbohydrates and the sugars, we definitely want to be cutting those out. And so this is why we say moderate carbohydrate intake and modifying the Mediterranean diet so that it's not all breads and, you know, pastries and things like that, but that you're eating the right types of carbohydrate.
Yeah, so you mentioned sustainable, and when it comes to anything worth doing, even outside of how we choose to eat, if we can do something regularly without it being too much of a chore, without it being too challenging, sustainability is key here, because I don't want to do this for just a week or two. I want to be able to make this a lifestyle if this is the way I choose to go. So sustainability is key. What makes it so sustainable?
Well, I think it is because you're eating regular foods, and it is something that the whole family can do. So you can adapt it. You can, you know, your children can be on a Mediterranean diet. They can maybe have slightly more of the complex carbohydrates than you're having if you're wanting to lose weight. But you don't have to have preparation of three different meals because everybody's on a different diet with this kind of meal plan. And that for me is really nice. So you can buy the foods locally. They are easily accessible. And it's just a matter of adapting the way that you're cooking and consuming your food. But it's pretty much real food that you are eating.
So we're not able to work through all of this, Dr. Wendy and I, and give you every like this food and this food. But I'm sure you'll touch on a few of the foods so that we know more or less what you're talking about. Because otherwise we're going to do what we always do. We're just going to go to Google or wherever or to ChatGPT. And then we're going to ask it there, not always fully understanding why we need to do something. So what are some of those foods that we're talking about that we can focus on? You were talking about rich in polyphenols, healthy fats, vegetables, legumes. What are some of those things, if you could mention them by name, so we can start getting our head around what we may be eating if we choose to follow this one?
Okay, so if you're thinking about whole foods, you're looking at foods that you can actually recognize. Your healthy fats there would be things like avocado, olive oil. Your olives and your cheeses all fall under healthy fats as well. Mm. Eggs sort of double up as a protein and a healthy fat as well. You obviously want to be having proteins here as well. So that would be your meat, your fish, your chicken. They mention your fish, so that's any of your seafoods. Your legumes are also forming part of the protein group, and that would be beans and lentils and chickpeas and peanuts. You know, nuts fall, some of your nuts, peanuts are ground nuts, so they fall into the legume category as well. Your vegetables would be all of your non-starchy vegetables as well as some of your starchy vegetables. So you're thinking about baby marrows and broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, spinach, all your salad greens, tomatoes, cucumber, peppers, all of those lovely vegetables, and then pumpkin and sweet potatoes. Those kind of things would be acceptable carbohydrates to be consuming.
You're mentioning so many things that we all potentially buy that we know well. These aren't strange, weird foods that we're like, what is that? How do you pronounce that? And now I've got to go to a special health store, and how much is that going to cost? I mean, you're talking about stuff that we can buy at our local market, and some people are even growing these things quite readily in their little gardens, big or small. So this feels like something that's very possible to do. Where do we need to, as we wrap up this conversation this morning, where do we need to change this from the way that we might already be eating? What do we need to say? We're doing these things, do more of it, but now remember, you've got to leave out the and then that dot, dot, dot. That's the part that we need to change.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you look at a typical Mediterranean diet, you'll see a pyramid. I've spoken before about the balanced plate. It's all about the ratios.
Yes.
So on your plate, you want to be eating the most of your foods should be in the middle of that pyramid. So it would be your white meat, say chicken, fish, your olive oil, your avocado, your nuts and your seeds and those kind of things. The smaller portion on your diet would want to be your red meats and your processed carbohydrates, sugars, refined carbohydrates, so things like pasta and bread, white breads and white rice and all of those kind of things. And then on the bottom of the pyramid is all your vegetables. So you want to be having lots of those. And so I think if you are looking at what your plate is looking like, if you can, it's much easier to eyeball it, if you like, on a plate.
Mm.
If you can imagine that half of the plate is vegetables and, you know, your olive oils and things like that. Not half a plate of olive oil, but you're going to be sprinkling oils over your salad, for example. And you have a small quarter of the plate would be your proteins, and another small quarter of the plate would be your starchy carbohydrates. Then your balance is more or less right for the Mediterranean diet. Mm. Problem comes in is when we're having a bowl of pasta with a little bit of mince on the top.
Yes.
The ratio is out. So it's how do we balance that? You can still have your pasta, have your mince, but then have a nice big salad next to that. And that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think the key for us to know is that this stuff is possible. And some of us are not that far off. There's just the ratios and maybe the things that are bringing in maybe the hidden calories or those hidden sugars. I mean, what are some of those as we wrap up? Some of those things, you've mentioned a big salad, which in itself is healthy, but then what could we possibly be doing to that that's going to be leading it down the wrong path?
Well, we could be putting store-bought salad dressings on there, and so some of those salad dressings will have sugars in them. We could be maybe having too much bread with that. So, there's where we're finding those hidden things. We might be having a glass of wine and we're having a lot of starches on the plate. So then you're doubling up on your carbohydrate intake. Yeah. You have to remember that wine and desserts all and fruits also all carry calories. Carbohydrates, they're higher in carbohydrates.
Yeah, so those are the hidden little things that we need to watch out for. We're doing the best we can with the time that we've got available to us as we work through this list of the different types of diets, their benefits and their negative effects. You've heard about the Mediterranean diet. Great place to start. Maybe some things Dr. Wendy said you can already start implementing. I know I will. And we'll connect again next week and we'll continue with this thorough but outstanding list of the things we see around us. We hear that people are eating or following and we wonder, is that good for me? Is there a better way? We'll hopefully answer those questions for you here on a Thursday morning together with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Go and check her out and go and visit her if you need some expert advice for your personal situation. Wendy, thank you for this morning. As always, I'm finding this massively fascinating. Also, you're making me hungry. And we'll chat again next week.
Okay, Brad, have a great week.
Thanks, Wendy. We also go live with Wendy on Facebook. So there's a video as well that you can check out on Facebook if you want to share that with someone. The podcast also available for you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.